Hi, welcome back. Thank you for watching. In this video, I'd like to talk about emotional healing. Is emotional healing key when it comes to physical healing? Or maybe are your symptoms not related to your emotions? Let's find out. So yeah, I think that almost everyone has maybe made this connection between emotions and symptoms or disease. But usually it doesn't get much further than that. What if I need to do emotional healing? But also, what if it's not related at all? And when there is no need to do emotional healing to heal physically, then usually we are unlikely to dive inside of our emotional body. And part of the reason is that it's really uncomfortable, but also that we are in a state of denial. But think about it. Emotions and feelings, they are there the entire time. You can close your eyes, you can dream, you can sleep, you can work. Every second of every day in your entire life is emotional. You always have feelings and you always have thoughts, and thoughts are related to emotions. If you have a busy mind, then your emotional body is probably pretty full with emotions. If you release those emotions, then the mind becomes blank. If you're nervous, anxious, it's an emotional reason underneath. If you are into coping mechanisms like performing, pleasing, achieving, and all kinds of other coping mechanisms that can totally drain you, it's emotional. We do those behaviors to deal with an unconscious emotional state inside of ourselves. Almost everyone wants to be enlightened. To be enlightened from what? It's the internal state inside of ourselves that is so physically draining, so tiring, and so exhausting that we prefer something that we can label as enlightenment. It's something that we can remember from childhood. It's a state of emotional ease, of not having a busy mind. And as a child, we were not able to do rational thinking. So we want this emotional ease, this peace, this feeling that everything is fine. And we project that on spirituality, for example. And what most people will refer to as awakening is in fact a state of emotional ease. And it's called the parasympathetic state of the nervous system. If you are stuck in fight or flight, you're stressed all the time, maybe even unaware of this uncomfortable feeling inside of you, then what you're actually experiencing is a prolonged state of emotional unease, and the unexpression of the fight or flight response related to emotions. Fight or flight. Fight represents anger. Flight represents fear. And we can also add hide to that. Hide also represents fear. These are states that help us survive. Whenever there is danger or something that attacks you, the nervous system wants you to fire up, wind up, and to either run or fight. So every stress response out there is a state of resistance against our current reality. But the current reality that we are experiencing is a reality where we have not completed the stress response. And as a consequence, we are then in resistance towards our own emotions. And over the course of a few decades, we can teach our brain to no longer be consciously aware of emotions. And then they are no longer there. Or maybe they are. They are in the unconscious mind. And the unconscious mind is so much bigger than the conscious mind. It's everything almost that we do in our bodies. So it's there the entire time, but we can't see it. And we had to find ways with the unexpression of these emotions and not being able to hold space for ourselves. We had to find ways to deal with that, but we could not. And therefore, in the long run, it was better for our survival to switch off our attention to these emotions and then to no longer experience them. And what you're actually doing in those moments is you're filling up your stress bucket with more and more and more emotions. because emotions are boundaries. And if you express your boundaries, you release the emotions from your body, you can feel calm and at ease, at peace. And these emotions are there to make you feel safe. So that's basically what we want from enlightenment. And right now, so many chronic diseases are linked to the sympathetic state of the nervous system, a prolonged state of stress, a fight or flight mode. And that means that all of these conditions are emotional. If we find the emotion, then what you're going to experience is that the brain perceives that emotion that you should not see, that you perceive as a danger, that you have taught yourself to be dangerous as a little child when you could not express anger or fear in a healthy way, is that the brain will then switch on symptoms to protect you. And this can be all kinds of symptoms, from a depression to MS, the muscle disease, but also chronic fatigue, vertigo, chronic pain, even visual snow syndrome. These are all tactics from the brain to guide us to a place of safety and to distract us from these emotions that we unconsciously experience to be very, very dangerous. These are attempts to make us go back to bed, and that's exactly what they do. We go back in bed and we wait, and we're in a state of the freeze response of the nervous system. Very uncomfortable state. A state that makes you even more stressed. But what to do with that feeling, with that uncomfortable feeling inside of you, that is the opposite of how you want to feel. We then go on our mobile phones, scroll on the internet, or engage in draining online behavior such as gaming. And all of these coping mechanisms make us even more stressed. But we do that because we are addicted to the cortisol and the adrenaline of fighting and hiding and running away from ourselves. So then, as an emotional therapist, I am 100% into emotional healing. If we find the emotion in your body, the brain will switch on more symptoms. If we then resolve the emotion, then the brain will switch off the symptoms because there is no reason anymore to protect you against something. And then all of these conditions, what we perceive to be chronic, can be gone instantly, or let's say 20 minutes. That doesn't mean that it's always that will always work, because we also need to prepare ourselves, and we need to teach the brain that these emotions are actually not that bad. We need to have pleasant experiences with emotions. But then after that, layer for layer, like an onion, you can peel off your emotional body until there is nothing left but peace and enlightenment and ease. And it's nothing to think about, because as soon as the mind is empty because of the empty emotional state or the pleasant emotional state, there is not much to think about anyway. Then everything is just fine. That's sort of like heaven on earth, heaven inside of you. Symptoms just disappear. So calming down the nervous system is a good first step, because it allows you to dive deeper into your emotional body. But if that is your only step, then you are someone who is completely stressed, trying to calm down, saying everything is fine, I'm okay, I am safe. Whereas the reality inside of your emotional body or your physical body is that you're not safe and that nothing is fine. And that's because these emotions, they are so overwhelming and they want to leave your body. Therefore, all these calming down approaches, they're good for a while. But then even more emotions tend to come up because you are giving yourself messages of safety. And then the emotions want to be released. So, and then they're gone. And that's the most important step into healing, is to dealing with these emotions and the inner child. The inner child is the version of you that you were at the very young age when you could not handle these emotions, and that you sort of like blocked from, like you sort of went into a dissociative state because the emotion was too overwhelming. And then all of a sudden you're good again. So it helped you to survive the freeze response. I call it shutdown. Sometimes when we go too fast with clients into their emotional body, they enter a shutdown. And all of a sudden they feel calm and they are relaxed and they feel good. In the beginning days of being a practitioner, I thought like, wow, I'm good at this. But later on, I realized how stupid I was and that I pushed the people into their emotions and I shouldn't have done that. We should have built more safety first. And that's part of the reason why I did no longer do coaching sessions with people who are not inside of the release program, because they have not done any preparation work. They're not ready. And that means most of the time, all I can do is to bring them into a shutdown or make their symptoms increase by focusing on the exact emotion inside of their physical body, because emotions are attached to your physical body and you can feel them physically. For example, on an organ, on the heart, for example, shame is usually on the heart, or loneliness. So if you tune into that, if you think about that, like the possibility of shame and loneliness in your life, and if your brain perceives that as a danger, then it will increase more symptoms. But if you have a good experience with shame or loneliness, by, for example, journaling every day for a couple minutes to have a positive experience, then it becomes easier for the brain to not freak out when you feel lonely. And this happens for all the emotions, because when people are spoonies in chronic diseases, they think that doing too much was the result of their symptoms. But that's just a way of fooling ourselves. It's more like every activity that you do can trigger an emotion. And if the emotion inside of your body is fear, which is usually attached to the lungs, then you can project that fear that is already inside of you on the activities that you're doing in the external world. And as a consequence of doing that activity, your brain will create those mind-body symptoms that are so awful to protect you. But the activity itself was not really part of that entire dynamic, that internal dynamic that was going on. It was the internal of the inner child that is ready to come up, that feels lonely or scared or very angry, that we perceive as a danger, and that can be triggered by anything, that can be because it's ready to come out, you know. So every conversation that you have can switch a little button that makes that child wants to go out. And therefore, as long as you have not done the preparation work, you can become tired with everything. It can in the beginning be activities, but we can also just trigger you, or you can watch a movie, or it can literally be anything. Therefore, I would recommend you to watch this video with the preparation work to make sure that you can resolve those emotions. I'd like you to place that hand on your heart. Feel how you're actually feeling. And if that's difficult, then what are the thoughts in your mind? What are they about? Because thoughts are usually problem solvers that we have to solve a problem. And if the problem is emotional, for example, shame, unworthiness, then your thoughts will usually be about becoming worthy. You need to do things, tactics. These are coping mechanisms. A thought in itself is a coping mechanism. So don't be distracted by those thoughts and those actions that you can do. But tune into your physical body. Tune in by breathing and find out exactly where in your upper body does it feel a bit more dense to breathe through, a bit heavier, squeezing energy, or a bit uncomfortable, a bit heavier. And if you breathe through that, stay with it, then you can start to engage in a relationship with that emotion that you can't probably feel or release yet. And that means that every day it will become easier for you to experience those emotions and to release it, to give the inner child inside of you what it really needs. Maybe by resolving fight or flight, running away, or hiding, or fighting who? Maybe someone from school when you were young. Maybe it was run away from the first day of school. Like so many clients mentioned that they when we dive into their body, that we arrive then at the first day of school. A very scary moment for every child. And you can say, I'm not traumatized. Everyone is traumatized, because as soon as we say that you shouldn't cry, then you're already traumatizing yourself. Boys don't cry. Come on, cheer up. Those are all actions to traumatize each other and ourselves. So we feel into the body and we breathe through and we connect with it. And that's already a very good thing. Maybe you can do this for an hour on every part of your upper body. And if it's still too dangerous, if it doesn't feel safe at all, then start with a different place inside of your body. We need to make the body safe. Maybe start with your feet. Maybe your arms. I wouldn't go into the head, because the head is like usually the place where people are trapped when they are not connected with their body. And the lots of emotions and lots of symptoms, I mean, are in the head, like a fatigue and brain fog, for example, or visual snow syndrome. Vertigo is even as well in the head, I think. So we ignore the head, but you can connect with the body. The emotions are here on the organs. Give the inner child what it needs, and then the emotion can be resolved in a few minutes only. POTS can just disappear. Other symptoms like acid reflux can just disappear instantly. Muscle diseases are no longer needed. They are also mind-body symptoms to protect you. I mean, I have experience with Guillain-Barre and MS, not so much with other muscle diseases. And from my experience, they are just like mind-body symptoms. Or even things like ADHD. Is this state of the emotion coming out, extreme thoughts, extreme nervousness. Solve the emotion and it's gone. Have a beautiful release. People start crying, shaking, shivering, trembling, burping, vomiting. And then after that, you feel better. Symptoms can just disappear. So that's what I would like to share with you. Like and subscribe. And I wish you a beautiful healing journey. Bye.